On a still hot morning, I head out of town to visit some friends who are transforming their own corner of heaven in northern Albemarle County. Vicki and Mark Gottlob live in a house they finished building 4 years ago along the North Fork of the Rivanna. It sits on a wooded slope of Buffalo Ridge, named for the animals that once roamed these parts. The Gottlobs are working with Louise Finger of the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries to help restore habitat in the river for another species rarely seen here, the James River spiny mussel. This is my third visit to the site. Before Louise and her team of heavy equipment operators arrived earlier this week, I had come up to visit the river before so I could better appreciate the changes after. I had donned appropriate river wading gear and dropped down into one of the deeper holes in the river. With cooler water up to my waist, I could see the bank slumping steeply into the stream and showing the signs of instability even an untrained eye could see. The Gottlob's small floodplain pasture was being eaten away by storm flows and gravity, and all this dirt was settling in the river and clogging the very life out of it. But there were solid gravel bars mounded here and there with piles of small cobble left by chub and other nest-building fish. It had the potential to be good habitat for the spiny mussel, if it could be stabilized. The James River spiny mussel is a rarely seen mollusk in our parts, but its influence has been felt for years. Its presence blocked the building of the Buck Mountain Reservoir, a memory that runs deep with planners and residents. Today, on its behalf, federal money is directed into a program that Louise Finger manages for the state that restores stream habitat for species that are endangered or at risk. What makes it possible for the Gottlobs to undertake this $15,000 restoration job is that 75% is paid for by the landowner incentive program. They pony up 25% of the costs, and sweat equity counts. And how did they come to this choice? Well, a picture can be worth a thousand words. The Gottlobs walked daily down to the river and over time could see the changes wrought by the erosion. One night, surfing the web for all things Rivanna, Vicki saw before and after pictures of a similar project nearby on Welsh Run. A few phone calls, an on-site assessment by Louise, and the project was scheduled using some of the remaining funds set aside for the Rivanna watershed. Today, walking down the path through the woods, I hear the earth-moving equipment before I see it. As the field opens up before me, it looks like a giant is playing a rugged game of dominoes. There are thick gray rocks strewn across the field near the curve in the river. Yesterday, the backhoe removed tons of dirt, and the tractor spread it in an upland corner of the field near the woods to be planted. The once unstable bank is now a gentle grade that slopes easily into the field. Closer to the water's edge, Louise is in full chest waders, directing her backhoe driver through the arduous process of selecting and placing just the right rock for just the right spot in the river as they build the structure that will sustain the new geometry of the bank. These flat rectangular hunks of rock are ideal for building the veins, weirs, and sills that are the hardscape tools of the stream restoration specialist. Louise has been at this for 5 years, and the Gottlob project is number 35 or so. She's lost count. And though she's set up an electronic transit on the bank above her to provide a reference to her design height, it is apparent that this work is as much art as it is science. The goal of the structure is to deflect the energy of the river and give the vegetation a chance to stabilize the bank. Landowners are required to maintain a 35-foot protective buffer for at least 10 years. Louise says that the grasses and flowers will soon give way to shrubs and tree seedlings that will deepen their hold on the bend. So will the James spiny mussel return to this stretch of the Rivanna? That part is not known. But what is almost certain to happen is that in only a few years, Mark and Vicki will be following a wildlife trail through the thicket in their field down to the North Fork of the Rivanna River. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler, or for podcasts anytime online at rivannarambler.org. If you have questions or comments, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.